Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No, I'm completely clean.
All right, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, a mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County, mayor, and county commission on Tuesday, August 20th? You're definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to, or not at all likely to vote.
I will vote. I just hope they send me the the ballot. I'm registered to get ballots at home, and I'll certainly vote.
Oh, so you could say that you are definitely going to vote, or very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote?
I definitely, listen, it was one of the proudest moments of my life when I was 21 and I could register to vote. And I voted in every single election ever since, and I'm in my 80s when I'm, you know, here at home to vote and not traveling. So I will vote.
Okay, so we could say that you're definitely going to vote, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered?
I'm a Democrat, and I've been a Democrat since I was 16 years old because Joe McCarthy was prosecuting people who didn't agree with him when he had that Senate committee. And I was only 16, but I was on the debating team in high school. And that bastard was so horrible and so prejudiced and hurt a lot of people when he shouldn't have done it. And I decided at that young age that I would be a Democrat, and I'm glad I did it, and I've been one ever since.
All right, thank you so much. And, well, let me ask you, what is your main racial background?
What is my what?
Your main racial background.
Oh, I'm a white person. Born in the United States, middle class. I have no mixed heritage, except my husband was Mexican, a Mexican immigrant, and I lived many years in Mexico.
All right, thank you. And what is your age?
88.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They've got on the wrong track, and I don't know what's going on, except that there are people in office who do not look out for the best interests of the city in general and the residents. And I'm not going to name names, but I have a very good commissioner, Manolo Reyes. He's running for his second term. He's always done good things. Our other commissioners in this district were for many years Manolo Regalado, later the mayor, and Francis Juarez, who was our commissioner 8 years and is now the mayor. And I don't know what's happened to Francis. I understand he's in trouble over something or other, things other people have done in his administration. but I've always thought of Francis to be a very straightforward, honest politician, and I don't know what's going on. Joe Carollo is another commissioner in another district, and he's done some very good things for these neighborhoods. He's created two parks, which we didn't have, and we should have more parks. And I don't know what his fight is with the city commissioners, the other ones. I don't know. But I have always liked Joe Carollo. He's been in office since the 1980s, doing other things. And I hope some things get straightened out in this next election, because it's not good for our district, which is a family-oriented, long-established neighborhood. My house has been, people have been living on this property for 50 years, and I've been here for 40, and they have these speculators coming in from all over who want to buy our houses and make them double height and double size and fill them up so the city can get more taxes on the rentals.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry, ma'am. This is one of the topics that we want to know your opinion in this survey. But if you let me, I can proceed with the survey, and I am going to ask you something related to that. On this case, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? I am going to read you a list, and please, you can tell me what is the most important to you in this moment. Corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, or inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
All of those things are very concerning for every property owner, every family, and I am one of them. I'm 88. I've been in this community living in a very nice house in a very nice neighborhood since 1980, when I was 40 years old. And it's always been a struggle to, I'm an older person, so I don't pay so much in taxes. You have to maintain your property. I just had a gardener in here yesterday cutting down my overgrown bushes. And there's a lot of things to be concerned about. Now, all of the things you mentioned,
yeah,
all of them. And I'm very concerned. I am on the board of the Silver Bluff Homeowners Association. I've been on it for 25 years. When Manny Diaz was manager, I didn't like anything he was doing. He wants to upzone because the city gets more tax money. And I have a multifamily property, so I'm able to afford to be here. And I have rental units. I can keep my property and live here, although I'm up in my 80s. It's a wonderful thing. There are some wonderful things that the county does, the city does. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I believe in Daniela Leyva Cava. I can't stand Scott, the senator. Bill Nelson was fine. He was a distinguished war hero and everything. Scott is a criminal. He owns the Hospital Corporations of America. Business. He's in business. He shouldn't be a state senator and own all these hospitals, which are profitable institutions. And there's a lot of strict rules that are not taking place. There's another person who is a commissioner of my district, the county commissioner, Eileen Higgins. And she is in cahoots with Jorge Perez, who builds affordable housing, and he is not good for consumers. He's a very, very rich man who builds affordable housing, and he's a developer. We don't need so many developers. We need the taxes to be fair, the roads to be safe. We need a good transportation system. Eileen Higgins is a county commissioner. She works with Jorge Perez, the developer. They're building too many things in the neighborhoods, and they have this thing called affordable housing, which works this way. And I know because my nephew is in this business. They buy a lot of properties, which are undeveloped. They're run down. They need more housing. They need better transportation. These people from all over the country, and my nephew is one of them, they come in, they buy these properties, and they build them for lower income people. And you cannot live in one of these properties unless you're on Medicare. That means you're so broke, you've no place else to live. And they put you in one of these housing projects, and you get Medicare. Now, me, I cannot get Medicare because I own a house. I can't get Medicare insurance. I can't get Medicare physical therapy, although I really need it. But everything has gone crooked, schlecko, you know. And people from out of town with lots of money, they're coming in. Now, I understand I got a question here the other day. Do I think we should have more condominiums on Watson Island? And if we have the condominiums, a whole lot of condominiums, like 600, we can have a school or something for children. And I said, what's one got to do with the other? Why do you have to have a trade-off here? And the son, what goes on in a situation like this is there's a condominium owner. He bought a piece of land, and he wants to put condos in there because he can make a big profit. And condos, they're very expensive for people. And then you have a condo association, and look at how they don't take care of the buildings. Like up in Surfside, when the building collapsed from under people and 100 people died because nobody was taking care of the structure of the building and people died like that. Well, there is a lack in the city and the county, which is due to the politicians who are running things. There's a lack of care. There's a lack of responsibility. And, you know, in Broward County, where Surfside fell down, that whole building, and killed 100 people, the condos are very concerned now because the people that own the condos are saying, well, what about my building? Is it going to fall down and kill my children? And is the swimming pool going to collapse on top of the parking lot underneath it? And the owners of the condominiums are so worried. They're doing a lot of repairs. I have a friend who's very rich, and she lives in a condo on the beach in Broward. And she says, oh, I'm so annoyed. I've lived here for 20 years. I go swimming every day. It's very nice. It's very calm. I'm on the beach. I pay a lot of money. you know that my condoization has taken over all the condos, and they're repairing all the brick on the outside because they're afraid that the walls of the building, which are brick, are going to collapse. And I said, so what's happening? She said, well, they blocked off my apartment from the beach. I can't go swimming because they've closed off the pool. And they're replacing all the bricks on the outside at the beach side. And it's all dark in my apartment. I had windows. They don't count. They're all blocked off. Because the condo owners are so worried that something is going to happen like at Surfside. So meanwhile, everything's dark in my apartment. Here I am. I don't go down to the swimming pool. And when's it going to end? But this is how the condo owners are reacting to the possible dangers. You know, I would say things are really a mess in this whole area because these buildings were built without the proper regulations. So you've got a parking lot on top of, or a swimming pool on top of the parking lot. Like on, over in Miami, the city of Miami. Do you remember when Alex Rodriguez bought a condo with Jennifer Lopez, and they were going to get married? They owned that apartment. It was on Brickell Avenue. And they bought it, and they paid a lot of money for it, and they live here and there and everywhere. But they lived there part of the time. And then they sold it because they saw, and actually that swimming pool was on top of the parking lot, and it was leaking on these expensive cars those people have in the parking lot. So they knew what happened in Surfside, and they said, the hell with this. We can buy anything. They moved out. They sold it, and that was a Jorge Perez building. You know who he is, right? He's a builder.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. But in this case, I think that we get out of, a little from topic. Well, in this case, regardless to the question, about, what do you think that is the most important thing that, the local elected officials maybe should address, that would make your daily life better? For the list that I mentioned to you, what is the main or the most important issue they must focus on?
Okay, think the city commission, the county commission, the mayor, all the commissioners on the county commission, including Eileen Higgins, who's my commissioner, and I don't like her because she's fucked up the bus system, and she thinks she's so smart, and she's an engineer, and a lot of people have been deprived of bus service because she's trying to show how smart she is. I don't know what. We need honest commissioners who have a track record. And they needed to vote on the city commission over the issues that concern us. One is traffic. I live in a residential neighborhood. I can't tell you what the traffic is like over here. And the traffic is not under control. You can't have any old car going through any old neighborhood because they're trying to get to US 1 faster. It's not being controlled. We should have zoning and people should stick to it. I mean, I live in a very nice residential neighborhood. We've got these big trucks going right in front of our houses, and they're dangerous. There are children in the streets. So people have to keep their children inside their houses. They can't walk to the corner. And so public safety is very important. We should make sure the school system is healthy, that we have good commissioners running it. We had a fabulous commissioner of education in the county. He was here for years, and he was very good. He went to California, to L.A., because he gets more money, and he got sick of this place not doing a good job. We need good teachers and a good education system. It's very important for everybody, not just children.
I got it.
And so those are the things I'm concerned about. I've been in my house for 40 years, and my, you know, property is safe. The other thing they do is when people are old, the mortgage companies take their property away from them with the help of people at City Hall to put them into nursing homes and sell their property. That is a disgrace, and it should be disallowed, but Florida is famous for that.
So for you, I'm sorry. So for you, you could say, well, maybe what is the most important, because I have a list here of choices. Well, if you let me, I can repeat you again the list of the problems, and you can tell me for you which one is the most important. For example, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance cost, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, or inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. For you, what is the most important thing?
Overdevelopment.
The overdevelopment.
Overdevelopment, lack of care for the neighborhoods, the old residential neighborhoods, overgrowth, speculation by out-of-town developers.
All right, thank you so much. And, well, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate?
I always vote Democrat. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I will vote Democratic again this election.
All right, so we could say that you are definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well, please. For example,
I have a favorable opinion of my commissioner, Manolo Reyes. He's always been a good commissioner, and I approve of him.
All right. Let me ask you about Maria Elvira Salazar. Have you heard
Where
of her?
Where is she running? Is she running in Coconut Grove? Is she running for the commission?
Yes.
In District 5, Coconut Grove, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very much in favor of her. She's the lady from Columbia. She's been a good commissioner so far. If she runs again, I will vote for her.
Oh, so you could say, that, do you have an opinion very favorable or somewhat unfavorable? I'm sorry. Do you have an opinion very favorable or somewhat favorable for her?
Favorable for her. Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right, thank you. And what about Francis Suarez?
Francis Suarez?
Yeah.
Well, I understand Francis Suarez has been misbehaving. I don't know what he's been doing that people are kind of mad at him. He was my commissioner in Silver Bluff for 8 years. He was very good commissioner. He helped our neighborhood a lot. And I don't know what people are complaining about. And I'm sorry to hear it, because I have worked with him now for about 10 years. I like him very much. And I hope this problem, the problems that he's having are resolved very soon. He is a valuable person. And he could have, you know, run for president. But there's a lot of prejudice in our country against Hispanic people. My husband was Hispanic, and I know it very well. So I have very good memories of working with Francis for 8 years in Silver Bluff. And I cannot say why he's in trouble right now, and I hope he fixes it to everybody's satisfaction.
All right. So you could say that you have a very favorable opinion of him, or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. And what about Carlos Jimenez, or Carlos Jimenez?
Is he the county? Carlos Jimenez, what's his job?
Well, actually, I don't have that information.
Have you heard of the city? Is he on the city commission?
Yeah, I guess maybe.
I don't know. I can't give you an opinion. I don't know him well enough.
All right. Thank you so much. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
I like her.
Do you think
I like her? I think she's a good county commissioner, and I will vote for her.
Do you think it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Mainly favorable.
Very favorable?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Have you heard of Miguel Solomon?
What's the first name?
Miguel. Miguel Solomon.
Oh, what's his job?
Well, actually, I don't have that information.
Maybe is he on the county commission?
Maybe.
By the Dade County? I don't know enough about him because I don't know where he's working.
All right, thank you. What about Joe Sanchez?
Is Joe Sanchez on the city commission?
Maybe he is. Yeah, he's from Miami and a public official.
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember. Is he on the city of Miami commission?
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember what I think about him.
Okay, I don't know, maybe you can tell me if you have no opinion of each person, or if you have never heard of them, or if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion.
On Joe Sanchez, I have no opinion.
All right, thank you so much. And what about Alfonso Leon?
I don't know. Is he on the city commission?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about him to say.
All right. And have you heard of Vicky Lopez?
No, who's Vicky Lopez?
All right, thank you. And Donald Trump?
He's horrible. He's a monster. I despise him.
So for you, is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And Joe Biden?
I love Joe Biden. He's a very good guy. I was very happy he worked with Obama. He's a marvelous person. He's been a very good president. I hope he is reelected because his whole life he's given in very important ways to our Congress, to all aspects of American life. And I will work for his reelection.
All right, so you could say that he is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. And what about Alex Diaz de la Portilla? Alex Diaz, yeah, Alex Diaz.
Is he the guy that was the baseball player?
I'm not pretty sure. To tell you, I'm not pretty sure.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla. Is he in office now? Is he on the county commission or what?
Well, actually, I don't have that information. I don't know
who he is enough to tell you anything.
All right, thank you. And what about Joe Carrojo? You could say that he's very favorable or somewhat favorable.
I know he's in big trouble. He got in some big trouble financially. But in many ways, I like him. He sticks up for the neighborhood. He's built two parks over here. He is trying to help with the terrible traffic situation where people can't get out of their houses after school because there's so much traffic in their streets. I like Joe Carrojo for many reasons, and I hope he gets out of the financial difficulties he's in.
Okay,
but
so,
I can't say more.
Would you tell me that if you have a very favorable opinion of him, or somewhat favorable, or
somewhat
unfavorable?
I have a somewhat favorable opinion of Joe Carrojo.
All right, thank you so much. Have you heard of Fabian Basavi?
I don't know who that is. Is he on the city commission?
I think, but I'm not pretty sure. I don't have the specific information here. But thank you so much. And Eileen Higgins, do you have a favorable?
Oh, she's terrible. She's my commissioner for the county. She's such a big show-off. She says she's solved the transportation problems, the bus system. Yeah, she takes off the bus stops and you can't go anywhere. I can't go out at night because she took away the bus on my corner so I can get home. And she's such a show-off. And she's working with Jorge Perez on affordable housing in Little Havana, and she shouldn't be doing it. And she's very ambitious, and I think she's a terrible person. I hope she gets defeated.
So for you, she is very or somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very, thank you so much. And for last, Rosie Cordero Stutz.
I don't know Rosie.
Okay.
What's she running for? A county commission?
I think, but I'm not pretty sure. But thank you. And, well, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Miguel Solomon or for Eileen Higgins?
Miguel Solomon.
Thank you so much. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Joe Carojo or Eileen Higgins?
Joe Carojo.
Carojo. Thank you so much. And the same question, but this time, would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Alfonso Leon.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
No, I don't approve.
You could say that you somewhat disapprove her job or strongly disapprove?
I am against her all the way.
Oh, so you maybe strongly disapprove her job?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. And you will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. And please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it would make a difference, you can indicate that as well. For example, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. After hearing this statement, for you is less likely to vote for her or more likely?
Less likely. This woman is very ambitious. She wants to improve her power in the city. And she'll do it any way she can. And she's not qualified to be doing these things. I will vote against her.
I got it. And for you, it's much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for her?
Not at all. No.
Oh, but just for this statement, I just have two options. If you are less likely, you can tell me that it's somewhat less likely or much less likely that it means that it's definitely you are against Eileen Higgins.
I will never vote for her. I will vote against her. I have seen the destruction and how badly she's handled traffic in the neighborhood. I will vote against her, no question.
All right, so we could say that you are that for you is much less likely, maybe.
No, she's a no-no. My dear sir, you know, it's getting quite late, and I'm an older person. Could we finish this discussion right now so I can go and rest?
Oh, I am so sorry, ma'am. Well, in this case, just let me tell you that we have completed the majority of this survey. I would really love to get all your opinions. Actually, we have an 82% of this survey completed. If you let me just to finish this part, and then there are just like three more short questions, and that could be everything.
Go ahead, but make it fast.
All right, thank you. Okay, so with this statement that I told you that during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. For you, is much less likely to vote for her, or somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
That's what she likes. More congestion, more complications. She's not looking out for the welfare of ordinary people.
So for you, you can tell me, it is much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less?
Never. Never. I hate her. The neighborhood hates her. We will never vote for her.
All right. Okay. So for that, you can tell me that it's much less likely. I think that is the best option to express what you feel.
Eileen Higgins-Knott, dear sir, I am an older person. I'm getting very tired. Thank you for doing this work and for calling me, but I've got to hang up and rest now.
Okay, I'm so sorry, ma'am, but thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good night. Hola.